Welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. I'm Lisa Prather. Good morning, Dr. Prather.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, this is our final week of a three-part series called The Blueprint to Your Health, the three tests everyone should have every year. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great series. We've gotten a lot of good feedback. The first week, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the importance of the GI effects test. And the GI stands for gastrointestinal.
Gastrointestinal.
Right. It's a comprehensive stool kit.
Comprehensive, extremely.
Uh-huh. And the importance of that, because 80% of our immune system is in the gut. And last week, our show was about the Prather profile, blood analysis. And
That just covers everything that could physiologically go wrong in the body. The big thing that we're looking for is homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And homeostasis is a balance. And when the body is out of balance, then we have disease. So trying to keep the balance in the body is absolutely critical. And if you don't test, you don't know.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners had questions if these are tests are covered by insurance, and many insurances do cover the GI effects test and the blood analysis.
Yes.
This week, we're going to be talking about the hair analysis and the importance of that in this three-part series. Dr. Prather, why is hair analysis you've put as very important?
Well, one of the most common deficiencies that people have is in minerals. The plants can actually make the fatty acids, make the proteins, make the vitamins, but it can't make the minerals. The minerals have to come up out of the ground.
Hmm.
One of the most important things on nutrition is that as we farm a land over a period of time, the land actually becomes deficient in minerals. So that's where a lot of problems actually come in. One of the things that we've been able to do, of course, is to provide fertilizer into the ground,
mm-hmm.
which has helped the plants to grow, basically nitrogen. But we haven't really replaced the minerals like we should. So the plants actually have a deficiency in minerals, which leads to a deficiency in the animals that we eat also, and actually results in a chronic deficiency in human beings. And civilizations throughout the years have risen and fallen on the quality of minerals in their land.
Mm, so, their soil, huh?
Right. So the soil is very important, and we definitely have a deficiency in our food sources at this point. And so looking at the minerals is a very, very critical thing.
And that's just only one thing we're talking about is our food deficiencies, but minerals can be depleted other ways.
Yes. You know, as we get into stresses in our body, taking pharmaceuticals, the different sugars that we take in, the abnormal diet that we have, can definitely deplete the minerals in our system.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. You say even stress can affect the minerals and deplete the minerals.
One of the things that you know, that I've had in the past, and I think I talked about last time, was a patient who had gotten very low in magnesium, and how that can actually lead to a heart attack. So, you know, as people are under stress, we can actually see a pattern on that within their mineral balance.
Mm-hmm. So why are minerals so important to our health?
Well, if you look at it, if you're talking about just a simple thing like zinc, there are 27 enzymes that are dependent upon zinc in there to actually be able to function. So the very basic patterns of our body being able to work is very dependent upon the minerals. So if you have a deficiency, then certain things start to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, zinc is an example. The highest concentration of zinc is actually in the eyes. If you get a deficiency, then you can actually develop different diseases of the eye.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Prostate is also a heavy area of zinc concentration. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons, the zinc deficiency, that actually leads to a lot of the prostate problems in males.
Hmm.
When you're talking about copper and zinc, if you actually go too low in zinc, you actually develop a lot of viral infections. If you go too low in copper, you actually develop bacterial infections. So,
wow.
You know, there's a whole physiology that's involved in all of this that is extremely important, you know, let alone, you know, you're talking about metals being involved in cancer and cardiovascular and in infections and, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, every single different type of problem that can develop into the human being can kicked off by mineral deficiencies or excess minerals. So looking at that, getting a good understanding is absolutely critical if you are going to look completely at what might be involved in someone's health.
Well, what is analyzed in the hair analysis? I know a lot of ratios are looked at, but let's review what is analyzed.
Well, as we're looking at this, there are, in the hair analysis that we do, there is the basic minerals that are pretty critical, that are well established. The other thing that is involved is heavy metal toxicity, and then also micronutrients.
And so the hair analysis looks at all of those.
At all of those, yes. We have all the major minerals, the 24 of the minor minerals, and then also we have all the heavy metals that might be involved. And if you do have a heavy metal toxicity and that's involved in your health, you really aren't going to make any progress until you actually get that eliminated. So heavy metals is also another important way to look at this. And I find that the hair analysis is the best way to actually check on that. The hair analysis in many of the minerals is actually the most accurate and also isn't actually prone to the ups and downs of daily dietary type of intake. It's more of a long-term picture of what's going on in the system. Because the body actually puts the minerals, you know, the very basic types of functionings, into the tissue. If you actually are looking at other different types of measurements along those lines, they can actually vary during the day, or also vary according to, you know, the season even. So, you know, we're looking for things that are very consistent, very true.
You're saying minerals don't do that.
Well, no, the hair analysis.
The hair analysis, okay.
The hair analysis is actually a very accurate way of actually checking those things.
Okay.
Especially like heavy metals, if you do a chelation urine to actually check on heavy metals, about everybody shows up positive on that. Which, you know, most people don't actually have heavy metal toxicity. What we find is that the accuracy of the hair analysis is very considered, very consistent with the Center of Disease Control on the number of people who actually have heavy metal toxicities.
So when you're talking about heavy metals,
besides rock and roll.
Yeah, it sounds like a rock and roll band. What are you actually talking about?
Well, when we're talking about heavy metals, we're talking about a poison for the body. We're talking about mercury. We're talking about lead. We're talking about cadmium. We're talking about aluminum. Things that are definitely toxins to the body and make some very dramatic types of changes in the health and well-being of the person.
Okay.
So mercury is a very very obvious type of one.
Yeah.
An example is I had a patient, a young girl who came in who was all of a sudden having some tremors, had some weight loss, was having some kidney difficulties, and everything that they were doing, they weren't figuring out exactly what was going on. So one of the things that we did, besides the other tests, was we also did a hair analysis and we found out that she had high mercury. We had found out that when she came home from school, she had a can of tuna every day, and she had been doing that for over a year. High source of mercury. And, you know, she and her mother actually said, wow, I was so proud of her doing that.
Right.
You know, because it seemed like a
healthy thing to do.
And her symptoms were very definitely related to the mercury. We started her on a mercury detoxification program. And within a week, the neurological symptoms were under control.
Wow.
And
she stopped eating tuna?
Yes, we definitely had her stop eating tuna. And the next time we checked her hair analysis, everything was all clear, and all of her symptoms and everything was cleared up. So, you know, as you look at that, that is something that is very satisfying. Mm-hmm. And if you don't look into that area, you miss that quite a bit. I mean, she had been to 4 different doctors.
Right.
Very, very excellent ones. They were able to diagnose her neurological problems, but they weren't able to help her at all.
Mm-hmm.
The pharmaceuticals actually made her worse. And as we could get into the underlying problem, we could actually see a huge change.
Mm.
So, you know, having that aspect of looking for it and not ignoring it, then that can be a very big help.
You know, and what's important, you know, people want that diagnosis, but what's even more important
is
the treatment and the underlying. What's the root cause?
Sure. And I've had several dentists come in and had the same thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the high mercury. So,
well, how would you like a free 60-minute massage at our relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center? Each month, we give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook fans. You can enter our random monthly drawing on our Facebook page, which you can find at www.pratherwellness.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're continuing our series on the blueprint to your health, the 3 tests everyone should have every year. And today our focus is on the hair analysis, and it has hair in it, so you're taking hair, right?
Right.
And I know one worry when... you know, patients are doing, how much are you going to take?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's actually a very small amount in the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't even really see it. One of the things is that we use a German company who actually has the latest, best technology. One of the things is that hair analysis at one time didn't have a good reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason is because of the consistency of the labs that were actually testing it. But the technology is now down to where it's definitely a science. The accuracy is without a doubt that it is very, very accurate, so that we can get very consistent results and that we can get true results on what's reflective of the body.
So, yeah, why do they take hair?
Well, you can actually take tissue, almost any tissue. You know, you can take some bone.
Okay.
You know, but people don't squeal when you cut off their hair.
Some people.
Right, right. You can also do nails.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is bald and they sit there and say, well, you know, I don't have any hair.
Uh-huh.
And we've had cancer patients,
mm-hmm.
Who really didn't have any bodily hair at that point. And what we did was we got nails.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's basically a tissue, and a hair is a very easy type of thing to get.
I bet you this hair analysis is very important to do on patients that have been through chemo and...
Oh, absolutely.
Radiation.
The influence of minerals on cancer is very well proven. You know, and getting that balanced out really makes a huge difference. One of the big things that actually occurs with cancer is a pH change in the cells. And the pH is definitely completely contributed to by the mineral content of the body. And one of the things they have found is if you can change the pH, basically change the amount of minerals getting into the cells, then cancer cells actually die. So cancer is a very, very critical type of area. to make sure that the hair analysis is done. That is something that, if that is the case, I really would prefer not to actually treat them unless I know what their mineral contents are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you could be missing something.
Right. Well, let's talk about the heavy metals. What you talked a little bit about what the heavy metals are. What kind of problems arise with heavy metals?
Well, when you're talking about mercury, you're definitely talking about neurological conditions.
Mm-hmm. You talked about dentistry, but
right. I've actually had several dentists come in and actually get their hair analysis with the idea of checking to make sure that there wasn't any heavy metal toxicity. And interestingly, about 80% of all the dentists that we check do have heavy metal toxicity.
They seem to be getting away from the mercury.
Yes,
in dentistry.
There is an understanding of the toxicity on that, and if there are better methods, we know many advanced dentists who are actually completely away from any type of heavy metal toxicity. But I was having a dentist who came in, and he was having sleeplessness and some other neurological problems, and he was a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on that, because he actually had gone to a seminar for dentists, and they were talking, listing all the symptoms that could be involved with heavy metal, and he was saying, 80% of them he checked off.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you know, you're pretty good at checking on that. Can you find out, you know, exactly how I'm doing? And we found a nickel and a mercury toxicity on
nickel
him.
And mercury,
and those are very two common types of metals that are found in amalgams.
Mm-hmm.
And he could tell an immediate difference on how he was doing. His wife also came in and told me that he was doing much better, and his staff also told me that he wasn't as irritable.
Right,
that he could tell a big
difference.
Well, there
was a statistic out, you know, that at one point, dentistry, this was years ago, there was high suicide rate.
It does. It actually has one of the highest suicide rates and divorce rates. Mm-hmm. And they have actually linked that to the heavy metal toxicity as a very contributing factor.
Yeah, I think that's why dentistry is getting away. Do you recommend at the Prather Wellness Center that if people have those type of amalgams, nickel, mercury, that they get them removed?
It is. It's before they do that, though, I always ask them to get some blood work, hair analysis, just to make sure that they are able to do the detoxification after they get that out. But I actually had all of mine removed, and I could tell a very big difference in my health.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to make sure that health-wise that they're able to detox immediately afterwards, because there is some detoxification.
Right.
So it's we like
not
to
a
make
simple
sure.
procedure either.
Right. It's something that needs to be done by someone who is trained in that and knows exactly what they're doing, not to release more toxins into the body.
Right. Right. Well, who's at risk for heavy metal toxicity besides dentists?
there are actually several different things that can be at risk. But the biggest area for risk for any individual is actually children. The reason is because children will actually absorb heavy metals four times greater than an adult.
Wow.
So you can have an exposure, and a child will actually take in four times because there isn't the barrier there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there is a four times greater chance that it'll actually go to the nervous system. On a child. So children are much greater at risk for heavy metal toxicity. Checking on children for hair analysis is something that should be done at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
The Center of Disease Control went out and did a randomized study on children just to see on the risk of heavy metal. They did a very accurate, very precise type of thing. And they found that 40% of all children had some heavy metal toxicity in their system.
What were they finding mostly? You know, they talked about lead and
lead
paint.
Lead was actually number one in kids, but aluminum actually was a very high one.
Do you see an increase in aluminum toxicity?
Yes. One of the things is that, you know, there's been a big deal on the mercury in vaccinations.
Right.
But there's actually the main preservative on that vaccinations is aluminum, aluminum compound.
So they take out more the mercury and put aluminum in there?
Well, they always had the aluminum in there.
Okay. But now?
Aluminum is actually a very good preservative and mm-hmm. is actually used quite a bit in food and has been about 10, 12 years ago was actually deregulated by the FDA as a safe preservative, and so the amount of aluminum that we take in has increased quite dramatically. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago I did a show on the increase that I saw in aluminum toxicity in people. It especially hits children and is one of the main culprits that we find in Asperger's, autism, also ADD, ADHD. Mm. And one of the most common things that I find is that we have a high aluminum toxicity in children that are diagnosed along those lines. And as we detox the aluminum, then we get some very strong neurological changes. Mm. Just yesterday, I had a young boy who the teacher had strongly suggested that if he was going to come back to school, that he get on some type of a Ritalin, Concerta type of drug,
yeah,
to be able to sit still because he couldn't sit still and concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
And his grades were failing, and we brought him in and we did the testing on him, and we did a hair analysis, and we found aluminum toxicity, and he was also showing some upper motor neuron signs. Definitely the neurological system wasn't coordinating well. We did a detoxification on him. As soon as we got the aluminum down to a normal level, his neurological signs all disappeared, and his classroom behavior, you know, he went from a struggling student to a A student.
Mm. And he didn't go on the drugs.
Did not go on the drugs, no.
Mm-hmm.
So the aluminum is very critical along those lines for children to be checked on. Especially if they have, you know, some of the symptoms along those lines, mm-hmm. because the aluminum definitely goes to the nervous system and will cause a great deal of trouble.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of aluminum. We can get it from our pans when we're cooking, right?
Aluminum mm-hmm. cookware.
Cans.
Cans, any type of preservatives, alum.
Antiperspirants,
mm-hmm. vaccinations, all those different areas are big sources of aluminum, and in children can cause quite a bit of problems. Along with that, you know, on that, we've also found children with lead, mercury, all those different types of things.
Okay. Well, coming up next, we'll be joined by a special guest to tell us about an event happening this week in honor of the Indianapolis Police Department. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Welcome back to The Voice of Health. I'm Lisa Prather. We're joined by Dr. Chris Holland, pastor of the Father's House. He's here to talk about a very special event coming up this Friday, September 13th, the 5th Annual Indianapolis Police Department Roll Call. Dr. Holland, tell us a little bit about this event and how it got started.
Thank you, Lisa, and it's great to be with you today. We got started with Roll Call as a community event from the church to say thank you to the men and women of law enforcement that go out every day and lay their life down on the line for people who they don't even know, they don't know their name, but it's their job. And many times it gets overlooked that these men and women would die for an individual they don't even know. And so we began to realize that many times they do not receive appreciation and thanks that they deserve. A lot of times they get a lot of negative exposure from the media and others. So we got it in our heart from prayer and from a position of love to say, we want to do this for you, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's how it got started.
What is the goal of the event?
The goal of the event is to bring officers from our district, from the southeast and the east side. It's about 200 to 250 officers. We start at 3 o'clock in the morning. We feed them every meal for an entire day from 3 a.m. until midnight, the late shift. We also give them a gift pertinent to the job that they perform. And then we also pray for them and thank them as a church and community volunteers for being and doing what they do every day. So it's been our way to say we love you and we appreciate what you do for us as a community every day. People like PNC Bank has been involved with us. This year we have the Colts have gotten involved and the Pacers and Simon Properties. And so it's began to spread as more of a community-supported event. Staples employees have been so kind and gracious to sow towards the gift that we're giving them this year. Pray Their Wellness Center has also been so kind to do the same, to purchase a couple of trauma kits. So we're excited about this year especially.
That is wonderful. How can people that are listening get involved with this benefit?
Well, this year, we stretched some this year, and we decided to give them a gunshot trauma kit that they can have in their car. When I watched the news, I saw some of the things that were happening around our nation and some of the violence that has increased. One of the situations occurred out in California where there were some firemen that were called out to a fire set by the gunman, and then they were shot as they arrived. Well, the police duly in getting to that situation couldn't allow more trauma technicians to get to those who were wounded. And it came to my mind, what if a situation happened in Indianapolis like that? And you have people down, you still have a gunman who's firing rounds, and the law enforcement officers cannot allow someone else to go and put their life on the line. That's what they do. So we began to ask and make inquiries and realized that they did not have this very, very important life-saving kit in their vehicle. They've been trying since 2008 to get these through the city, and the money just hasn't been in the budget to do so. So we were able to get the items listed and what it required. For us, it's been about a $20,000 project because we wanted to put one in every police officer's car, about 200 officers. So when we went through all the protocol and, of course, spoke with some of the officers that had been involved in, like, one of the shootings a couple of years ago of one of our officers, Jason Fishburne, was shot and injured. Actually, a kit like this one that was put together by a medic who was an IMPD officer in battle in Afghanistan. He happened to put his own kit together in his car, threw it to the officers that were doing life-saving measures for Jason, and that's what they contributed that kit to prolonging his life long enough to be able to have a stronger chance of survival. This kit will, in these instances, will prolong your life chance by about 6 minutes. Wow. So it's a very, very important tool. I think every officer in Indianapolis, Indiana should have it. Right now, we're trying to do our part and get 200 of those put together.
Now, can you tell us what is in the kit? I know you brought one in for me and you showed me. It's very impressive. Very impressive, and the story of how it saved the officer's life. Can you tell us specifically what's in it and how people can get involved?
Absolutely. There are four items in this kit. It's the bare necessities, but it's really what is necessary in a moment like that. Number one, the kit itself is easily removed. It has a red handle, very visible. Every officer will put it in a central location in their car so every officer on the scene would know where it is. Number two, it has a self-applied tourniquet in the kit that would enable someone to be able to stop the flow of blood even if they're by themselves and another officer has to pitch the kit to them. It has a pair of scissors that will cut through any kind of clothing, even a Kevlar vest. I cut a penny with it and it's still sharp as a razor. It was a pretty cool demonstration. Then it has a bandage called an Israeli bandage, which is a blood-stopping bandage. It's developed in Israel, very well known for its life-saving capabilities, does a great job of helping to coagulate the blood in an area where there's a massive trauma or an injury. When I mentioned the tourniquet, my mind flashed to the recent church bus incident where a lady used a tourniquet that was there on the scene to save one of the people's lives. So these are very powerful instruments of medicinal purposes. It also has an aspirator, which would allow them to open up an airway or get some oxygen into the airway to save a life. And that's what the kit is made up. The kit itself is $100. That's a reduced price. We were able to get it just as low as anyone could possibly get it at the time. And people can contribute and help us by going to the website www.thefathershouseindy.com. They'll find the donate page. There is an icon for this event and to donate directly to this. And every dollar is going to purchase these kits. So, and thank you guys for your donation that you made to us as well.
Dr. Helen, go ahead and go over the specifics of the roll call.
Okay, it is September, Friday, the 13th. It starts at 3 in the morning, goes till midnight. And the website is www.thefathershouseindy.com.
Great. Thank you very much. And I hope people just go to that website again, www.thefathershouseindy.com. And Dr. Helen, I kind of want to let the listeners know that we've known you for a while, you and your family. You've been coming to the office for a while. I think when we were on the east side, you know, we've been on the north side, 8 years ago. What brought you and your family into our office?
Well, we began to look at doing an alternative medicine to your normal, go to the doctor, everybody get the same pill. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's body is different, reacts differently, but yet many times drug companies or doctors prescribe this across-the-board type medicine for every physical body. And we were looking for a more natural approach to health, not just to deal with things, you know, let your body go and deal with things in an emergency situation, but to be able to have a natural approach to, I want to stay strong. I'm a two-time cancer survivor. I want my immune system to be very, very strong. And doing research about how to prevent me from ever getting cancer again, I realized that in the years that I had cancer, my immune system was probably extremely depleted, and I wanted to do something different, my wife as well. So we came, we found Dr. Prather, and we came. It was different because it's not your traditional form of medicine. So when you get these bottles of supplements and it says essence of mango and seaweed or whatever, you know, your brain's going, okay, there's something here this is a little different. Uh-huh. But I felt so much better. Mm-hmm. And not only did I feel better, but I could tell that my body was operating in a very clean, orderly way. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a pastor. I preach about the things of God. God is a God of order, mm-hmm. and He established the universe and the planets and everything about them with an order. Your body has an order to it. You get your body out of order, just like anything else, and it creates a crisis. Let your family get out of order. It creates a crisis. Let your business get out of order. It creates a crisis. So when our bodies are established and set up the way God designed them in an orderly position, then the crisis is averted. And that was what I wanted. I wanted to live a life without major high and low crises. So Dr. Prather is an absolute genius, in my opinion. I'm sure you're a little bit biased since he's your husband, but I think he's a genius. I think what he does is phenomenal, and I appreciate it. We, we're regular here at the office, and I struggled with a thyroid issue for some time, and the things that he's done for me with the natural supplements has absolutely steadied my thyroid out. And my wife has had some issues as you grow older, hormone stuff start getting a little weird. And but it's just been great, and we're very, very thankful. Our children, they're very, extremely, very healthy, and great in part because of our time here with Dr. Prather and the Prather Wellness Center.
Well, thank you, Dr. Holland, and you have a beautiful wife, by the way, don't you?
25 years.
In 25 years, yeah, and you've lost weight, and you look great too.
Thank you very much.
So, again, this is Dr. Chris Holland, the pastor at the Father's House. The event is called Roll Call. It is September 13th, Friday, starting at 3 a.m. to midnight. You can go to the website if you'd like to help out with these gunshot trauma kits. www.thefathershouseindy.com. You're listening to the Voice of Health Radio.com. Welcome back to the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. I'm Lisa Prather. We are concluding our 3-part series on the Blueprint to Your Health, 3 tests everyone should have every year. And today we're featuring hair analysis evaluation. We've talked about the gastrointestinal effects 2 weeks ago, that 80% of our immune system is in our gut. And then last week we talked about the Prather profile, blood analysis. And we've gotten a lot of feedback, and this week we're talking about the hair analysis. So we were talking about, how affected by the heavy metals children are. It's very interesting, and the stories. What about other things like osteoporosis?
Oh, osteoporosis is absolutely critical. I won't treat someone with osteoporosis unless I can do a hair analysis. Osteoporosis is actually a very complicated type of a process. There's actually 30 different aspects of minerals that can be involved with osteoporosis. It's not just a calcium type of thing. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, sometimes you can actually take calcium and make osteoporosis worse.
Hmm.
So, an example on osteoporosis, I had a patient came in, and they were very low on copper. And if you're very low on copper, that will actually develop an osteoporotic condition.
Mm.
Got their copper up to, proper level, and the osteoporosis, very dramatic changes. The other thing is that you can be too high on copper, mm-hmm. and that can cause osteoporosis.
That's my issue we have to watch.
But that can really kick off osteoporosis too. So, again, we're talking about a balance on things.
Mm-hmm.
The calcium-magnesium ratio is very important. The calcium-phosphorus ratio is all very important to actually look at that. Then you also have to look at the hardness of the bones. And silica is actually very, very important for the hardness of the bones. Mm. So I can actually look at a hair analysis and see, even before someone develops osteoporosis, at a very young age, whether they have a tendency towards that, and whether there's a pattern on that will actually develop into osteoporosis, and it will actually show me how to reverse osteoporosis without the pharmaceuticals. And one of the things is that they do bone density tests, and yes, the pharmaceuticals that are actually available out there do increase the density of the bones, but they actually make the bones more brittle. So they're finding on clinical studies that the fracture rate is actually higher if you're taking the pharmaceuticals for osteoporosis than if you're not, because of the way that they actually work and the changes that they make in the bone. They actually kill the cells that destroy the old bone material, but it actually will, so you don't lose the density, but you actually have a greater chance of fracturing because of the nature of the bone at that point. So it gets very complicated, but definitely whenever you're talking about osteoporosis, 90% of the time is a nutritional problem.
Now, have we talked about the most common mineral deficiencies out there?
The most common one I had mentioned before is zinc. And that has a huge effect on so many different aspects of the body. Vision, heart problems actually can come from that. Kidney problems, liver issues, prostate problems is very, very definitely you have to look at the zinc. Fertility. One of the things that I tell women who are having trouble with fertility is to, well, you know, besides checking on their hormonal levels, but also checking on their zinc levels has a huge effect. So looking at those things will make a very, very big difference. And can I've had just getting the zinc level up and all of a sudden we had a baby. Occur. So, you know, there's some very simple things that are out there, and these things can really make a very, very huge difference in someone's health.
We just had a patient come in the other day who's ready to have her baby, and she attributes a lot of that to the supplementation and getting her body ready for that, because she was, before she came in to our office, was having trouble getting pregnant.
Anorexia. One of the interesting things is that if you actually take someone and take their zinc level down, then they will actually start to show all the symptoms of anorexia. So zinc is something that you always look for in any type of eating disorder, because if you actually starve yourself, you know, and go through a lot of the things that are associated with the dieting that can lead to anorexia, one of the things that definitely drops, especially in young ladies, is zinc levels. And if we've had people who were actually struggling with anorexia or bulimia, and we got them on the zinc, got the levels of their zinc up to par, and the cravings and the desires and a lot of the things that were going on actually disappeared. So, you know, as you're looking at these things, you can really miss a lot of the key factors in someone's health, because there are so many different types of things that can be involved in that, that could be a huge problem.
Well, I've seen the report. I mean, the report is so extensive. The patient always gets a copy of these three, you know, tests. The patient has a copy. You go over it with them, very thorough.
Depression. We find that the minerals has a huge impact on the neurotransmitters. And if you are off on your calcium-magnesium ratio, that's a very easy way to develop depression. If you take anyone and get their ratio off, you can actually create depression in someone. So, you know, there are so many different types of things, sleep disturbances.
What about hormones? How much does, you know, minerals affect hormones?
Absolutely critical. An example would be pituitary function is absolutely dependent upon manganese levels. So when we find a low functioning pituitary, then if we check on the manganese level, you get the manganese level up, then the pituitary is fixed. So, you know, on that, the copper-zinc ratio is absolutely critical for proper hormonal balance. You know, the list goes on and on. On all the different types of effects that you can actually see from this, and shifting the minerals can make a dramatic difference on what's going on in the system. So I always tell people that, you know, you may be just fine on the minerals, But if we're missing something on that, then that would be that we would be definitely amiss, because sometimes it's a very easy type of fix to get everything kind of going cascading down the line.
Yeah, and I want to let our listeners know, unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover the hair analysis right now. You know, we're working on that. But it's a $110 test.
Right.
And tells you so much information and can change someone's life once you know.
We had a gentleman who had developed a kidney and lung problems. And they were trying to figure out, basically they weren't giving him any hope.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that he was destined for dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a oxygen tank.
Mm-hmm.
And we started questioning him, and I said, you know, when did this start? And he said, well, you know, I've told this to the doctors, but they didn't really take it seriously, is that he had used a solution to clean his fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And after that he had had some problems. And one of the things that that cleaner actually had was high levels of cadmium. Cadmium is definitely known, if you have a toxic amount, to actually destroy the kidneys and cause lung problems. So we tested him on the hair analysis, found the cadmium levels, were able to get that down to a reasonable level, and he's had some difficulties, but nothing that has been critical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking at those types of things and approaching this from a totally different type of aspect than is normally thought of in the medical profession. So
I always think of those, you know, those guys that are spraying lawns and, you know, I mean, their health is just being compromised. And then, you know, even our cleaning products that we have in our house, it's very important to have them as natural as possible.
It is. It is. Cadmium is also very high in guys who do welding. So, you know, those are all different types of things and can be issues that, you know, we need to look at and make sure that they are addressed and actually discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many hidden different types of issues that can be going on. One of the things is that I had a woman who was coming in, older lady, and she had had problems with hormones. Osteoporosis, just a lot of health issues. And we did a hair analysis on her, and we found out that she had absolutely no boron in her system.
Hmm.
And boron is critical for estrogen production and for osteoporosis. So we gave her some boron, and her health just turned around so dramatically. And, you know, that's not something that you normally just go in and find in the average place.
Right.
So, you know, those hidden types of gems in there that you can have one product in there that's I think to get her back up to par, I mean, she spent $40,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get her level back up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, and where they were looking at doing hysterectomies. They were going to be put her on medications. They actually put her on a bone strengthening, and she developed terrible pains in the jaw. We were able to get that under control. But, I mean, you know, everything that they were doing was making her worse, and whereas we're looking at natural products, have absolutely no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
We actually measure to know exactly when they are low. We know exactly when they are normalized, and talk about evidence-based medicine.
Well, I mean, we need a whole nother show, but we're out of time. Dr. Prather, any closing comments?
Hair analysis, definitely something that needs to be done once a year, and it's worth the money.
Okay, well, thank you. The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. You can reach us at our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thepratherwellness.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.